Hi, welcome to Hollywood Connections. I'm super excited to have this amazing, talented agent and his background. Wait till you hear of how talented he is and what he's bringing to the state of Florida and what he has done. Welcome, Paul Levy from Famous Faces.
Hi.
Hi, Paul. Well, you know, I've been bragging about you to a lot of talent and holding live auditions here at the stations today, and we're super excited to have you on. Thank you for your time. But let's get started. How you got started out in show business yourself?
Wow, you're going back a long way now.
I know. You started out with Warner Brothers.
I've always been interested in working for the motion picture business. And, it's a dream come true. It's all I know. I've been in it all my life. Started as an usher in a movie theater out in Long Beach, New York. And when I went to finish school, I went to applied to a different film company. And then put me on.
And then you worked for Warner Brothers, too, you had told me.
Yeah, that was Warner Brothers, yeah.
Right, wow.
I worked at Warner Brothers from 1965 to 1967.
And what did you do there?
I was a booker.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I used to book the cartoon.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Back in those days, they gave you a movie and cartoon and short subject. It was a nice program back in those days.
What made you become a talent agent and move to Florida?
Oh, well, that goes without saying. When I found out that the working for the studios doesn't work anymore, I decided to come out to Florida and start my own talent business.
Wow. You know, what I'm impressed with, I've been with you guys for a long time. I've known you for a very long time. And Famous Faces has done so much work. You do so many commercials, infomercials, movies in Florida. And, you know, that I'm in Clearwater Beach area, and I really want to thank you for the opportunity to have me scout for you under your umbrella and get people that are talented, that have the right headshots and resumes and classes and the good training to bring to your agency. And that's what we're doing today as well. So I first want to thank you for that opportunity, because there's so much great talent here, and some don't have agents, and they don't know where to go. And you have an avenue, because you are a SAG agency. And can you explain some of the work that you've done in Florida, the commercials and some of the movies?
Oh, commercials. There are hundreds of them, so we don't... movies, everything from going back to the days of Miami Vice to pictures like Rock of Ages, which was here a couple of years ago. Unfortunately, you know that the feature production here is probably at a standstill because of the incentives that they don't give where the other states give the film people. We open the door for Georgia, so to speak.
Right. Now, you also have all ages in your agency, which is impressive, which I totally, you know, we have a lot of kids, a lot of singers as well, and you even have a part for singers in your agency.
Yeah, we're full... We do just about everything. We don't do just the motion pictures and the commercials and all. We also book people to do live shows. The Florida market is loaded with condominiums, and they have entertainment, so we supply entertainers. We try and get the best we can.
That's
part of it.
Well, even in the Florida area here where I'm at on the other coast, and I know Bobby, thank you, Bobby, our engineer, for making this happen today as well. And Bobby will have some callers maybe call in just for a few moments, and they may have a couple of questions to ask because they don't have an agent, or, you know, they're not happy with their agency. Is there any hints that you can give them about getting work? About getting work.
I'm happy to take any call that comes in.
We have Robert on the line.
Do we have somebody, Bobby?
Yes, we have Robert on the line.
Robert.
Hi, Robert. Welcome to Hollywood Connections. And this is Paul Levine from Famous Faces. And you had a couple questions you wanted to ask him, because you are an actor.
Yes. This is Robert Dion. I am a current actor. And the question I would like to ask is, when you're signing talent, What are the qualities that you look for personally from the talent when they enter auditioning for you?
Well, the most important thing, I want to see if they can act.
That's true.
We can give them a part of the script, and I look at body language. I look at impressions. If it's a sad scene, I don't want them smiling, laughing, and things like that. That's the bottom line.
Okay.
Like an actor.
And also, okay, I'm sorry. What'd you say, sir?
Go ahead. No, I said he's got to act like an actor.
Gotcha. One thing I've always noticed when if I do audition for a talent agency, this I've always been told two different things, and I'm trying to get that record straight. Maybe you can say from your standpoint, when somebody's auditioning for you,
yeah,
and when they're doing a monologue,
mm-hmm,
is it proper for them to look directly at you when they give the monologue, or they need to find a spot on the wall to get a monologue? Because I've heard several different things.
When I request a monologue, I say eye-to-eye contact, and looking at a spot on the wall, I mean, I would think that the person might be dazed or drunk, something like that. No, I'd rather, straight eye-to-eye contact.
Okay, no, that's what I thought. I was making sure I was told the wrong thing in the past, and I was told it before, so I just want to make sure that that's the same thing that you see if they make an eye-to-eye contact. And I guess one last question. This is from a friend of mine named Gerard Lima. Do talent agencies, which I don't know this question, but do the talent agencies represent writers, producers, or directors at all?
Ours does. I don't know about the others, but I have scripts sitting on my desk that I hope to make into a motion picture someday, and I'd like to make them in Florida, but we possibly can.
Great question. And also, Robert sent in his headshots over, so he's very talented, and he has all the paperwork, so I think it was already in the emails over to Donna. Is that correct, Robert?
Yes, that is correct.
Fine.
Okay, so, yeah. Good, yay, that was another Hollywood connection right there, and a very talented man. Also, thank you, Robert, for calling in. Any other questions you have for him?
Maybe just one more. Also, with potential clients, is it hard to find work for your potential clients in the Florida area, or do you gotta go outside the Florida area also?
I go wherever there's a casting. I look at even castings in New York and Los Angeles, and if I see a breakdown that I think that one of our talent could do, I submit them. And you'd be surprised sometimes as I take one look and I'll say, "Wow, this is what we want." It would take care of them in and stuff like that there. But just to go out for a casting, I wouldn't recommend it to fly them out just for a casting. They have to pick the person after through pictures or a video or something that they have.
Oh, great questions, Robert. Thank you so much. And then I have a question. Can you explain what the difference between a regular agency and a SAG agency is for the new people that are coming on board?
Well, there are all kinds of agencies. There are good ones, there are bad ones, and they're the ugly ones.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. SAG is beneficial if there's a lot of SAG work, because the union, you have to join it. To give you an example, if they were doing a film for extras, with extras, and they're paying the extras like $75 or something like that, if it's a SAG commercial, a SAG movie, that'd be at least times like five times that. It's like $500-some-odd for... it could be ultra-low budget, and we're talking somewhere around $300, but it's a lot better than $75.
Right. Now, I remember there were some castings that you did as well. You do a lot of cruise trips with Disney and families, so sometimes you're looking for real families together. Is that correct?
Yeah, they want real families. They don't want to, even though you might even be able to match up with actors, different types of actors, to make a family that would look like the family belonged to each other. But Disney has an ironclad rule that they will not do that, you have to have the actual family. So if there's one member of the family that doesn't want to do it, then the rest of the family can't do it.
Wow. Now, I also, that's really good information. Also, I got an email from somebody from the UK, and they said, how hard is it if they're coming on vacation or if they want to work from out of the country and they're here for a while? Can you explain that process? Is that an opportunity for them?
Depending on how long they're going to stay. You know, you're getting into an area where they would probably have to take up residence with a green card and all that stuff for a number of months.
Okay, that was a question that did come in. And also, too, is, you know, Paul, a lot of people also want to know, you've got an amazing staff that's there, and they are booking all day long. You know, Donna has been with you for many years, and she's very talented herself. And as a booking agent, is it better also if the talent can send their resumes out to producers like we have here today? And they put your name on it if you're representing you, you know, you're representing them. And then they, that gives them extra work as well, because they can call you and say, hey, I just gave this, you know, film director today my headshot and resume, but I put your name on it because I'm with the agency. And that's okay to do, is that correct?
I don't quite understand the question.
Okay. Because there are some things that, you know, they're always bumping in, and then the film directors are always saying, you know, hey, do you have an agent? And, you know, so if they're networking
with us, they have the agent. We'll be glad to have their agent. And by the way, we don't take everybody that wants to sign up, but we will not limit it unless, you know, we've got to have a face-to-face contact. We've got to have an appointment. We've got to know what, you know, what you plan the rest of your life. I mean, there's a lot of people, I call them wannabes, and then they don't, you know, they never work out, so. I can get a feeling, Donna can get the feeling, if they really want to do this. Because, you know, in this business, there's more rejections than exceptions. But you got to keep banging on the wall, on the doors, I should say. Definitely, some of the
right.
Doors are going to open up.
Right. I mean, I've heard people complain, oh, my agent's not getting me work. I'm not getting anything from her. I'm like, well, get out to the film festivals. Go network with film directors. Tell them that you have an agent. That's the extra edge in the entertainment industry. They can't just wait for the phone to ring. They have to make it the business part of showbiz. And that's how I got my son a ton of work back in the days. You know, I would send things out, and the agent would call and say, "Don, did I send you to an audition?" And I said, "No, I did a mailing." They're like, "You should be an agent." But the main thing is really, you know, just giving the people the right information, and that's what we want to have you part of the show, because people do have questions. And let me go to Bobby, the engineer. Bobby, is there any other callers?
Nope, that's all for right now.
We're good. Okay. I know I had some other people that did have some questions, and, you know, Paul, I'd like to have you call in when you can to answer some of them, if you're available.
Well, if you get a group together and they all have questions, you know, then we can set a time. I mean, this is a vast business. It's, you know, it's a you know, very lucrative for some, and you know, I'm sure they're going to have questions. I always tell the people I talk to, you know, in this business, there's no silly or stupid question. You just have to ask the question, because you may say, "Gee, I should have known that." You know, well, I look
exactly
asking a question like that. No such.
Here's another question that came in through the email when I was telling people that you were going to be on the air. If I have a couple agents, can I still have another agent? Can I be multi-listed in Florida?
You can be multi-listed in Florida, but keep in mind that the early bird gets the worm. So when we get a casting, if we call you and you say, "All right, I've been called by another agent," that's fine. That, you know, you can do that to us once, maybe even twice. But if that happens like three times in a row, then we don't like it. You know, it's just the using the term early bird gets the worm. If we're wasting time calling someone that's already been called, we could have gotten somebody else, you know, we would want to call. Because they only give you, you know, when you get a casting, you want to act fast on it. So it all depends.
Right.
I mean, you know, if you want to have a few your agents, fine. You want to kind of weed it out after a few weeks, a few months, something like that, where certain agents you like better than others, or you feel that certain agents are more qualified than others, you know, you can. You know.
a great, great, great point to make to people out there. And, you know, I also, too, a lot of the families and parents think it's overnight success to drive through McDonald's, order famous, you know, and it isn't. It's also who you know, who knows you, having the right agent, but also having, when I'm prepared to send people over to you as well, to have the right headshot and have the right resume formats. And, you know, and I have all the paperwork that you sent me, and I, you know, so you're going to be getting a lot more talent that are going to be saying, Dawn Reese sent you from Hollywood Connections. So that's really important. But I also want to say, I'm impressed that you said you put a showcase together. Explain your showcase. That's pretty exciting.
Well, the showcase is for entertainers. I invite people that book shows, people that are connected with condominiums, country clubs, colleges, casinos, cruise ships. You notice they all begin with C. I'm always
right.
Going in that does the public performance theaters, private parties, stuff like that. Anyone that uses live
so
entertainment.
You...
And I showcase these people. I usually have 12 to 13 acts, and I do it once a year. And I invite over 200 buyers of entertainment. And they do 5 or 10 minutes, and, you know, that leads to bookings.
That's wonderful, because a lot of people have said, I want to get on a cruise ship, and I don't know how, you know. And so you have that open door of opportunity for them as well.
Yeah, I invite the cruise ship people. They come, you know, so sometimes they come, sometimes they don't. It all depends on, you know, I guess the weather, I don't know, whatever it is.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, but they, you know, they see what I have, and then, maybe a year will go by, and they'll say, you know, I remember seeing someone, you know, a young magician, a young musician, or a young singer, or whatever it is that I liked, and they will call and offer work.
Okay, another question that came in about CastNet. Do you want people to go on CastNet? Is it CastNet themselves? And, or
what
do you...
CastNet, N-E-T?
Yes. Yeah. The Casting Network?
Oh, Casting Network.
Right.
Well, actually, it's better that you contact Donna, and she'll get all the information from these people, and it doesn't cost anything. I don't know if CastNet charges people on an individual basis, but as long as the agent is submitting them, there's no charge for it.
Okay. Another question that came in, even though that your agency is South Florida, and we're Clearwater, Tampa, and there's a lot of filming on this end as well, you get the breakdown service of the whole Florida area, correct? That you can send talent out.
Service for the whole country.
That's right. There you go. That just answers my question and everybody else's.
If it's filming in Florida and it's legitimate and it's been reported, and if I see if it's in the Orlando area or wherever, you know, I'll find people to send up there.
Okay. Another question came in. I got a couple of who's too sorry here. They wanted to know, what is your agency fee? Not that when you have an agent, you don't pay them. They take out a percentage, and we want to make that very clear,
right?
Because a lot of people have been taken in show business.
Yeah, if they're interviewed by any agent, and they say, well, there's a $25 registration fee, and then there's, you know, we have to assign a photographer to take the pictures, and cost you this much, then they're not legitimate. It doesn't cost you anything to sign up.
And exactly.
Actually, when they do come for an interview, I give them a seminar, but it's not like a seminar. It's like a little class with some hints on how to get. You know, we can only do so much. We can send them down to the casting, but it's up to the person to get that casting director to like them, to want to book them.
Right. And what is your agency percentage? They're going to be wanting to know that as well.
The agency, it's 15%, 10% if it's SAG, 15%, 20% if it's live show. That's it.
Super fabulous. That's great. That's great, Paul. Well, Bobby, we're doing okay on the phone?
That's all we have for right now.
We're good. Bobby, do you have a question about the entertainment industry, about an agent? By chance.
Well, if you...
You've got one on the phone.
No, nobody else on the phone, but all I'll say is... go ahead.
I want to say thank you.
Thank you, Robert. I appreciate it. Thank you for calling in.
Yes, thank you all so very much, and it was great information. I can definitely soak in and definitely relate to others, so I really appreciate you calling in and giving that information out.
All right. Thank you, Robert. All right. Paul, look for his resume and his headshot.
Okay.
Okay, Bobby, back to you. Anything that you have?
Did you have some contact information again that you could give out?
Thank you. Yes. Can you give your website, Paul?
Yeah, www.famousfac. Now, we're Famous Faces, but what happened to the ES? Somebody took the ES and wants to sell it to me.
$10,000.
So I said, no, we'll just call Famous FAC at AOL.com. And,
perfect.
You should be able to see everything I've done. Well, not everything. That would take a year to put on there, but a lot of stuff that I've done in the past.
Wow.
Different companies I've worked for.
That sounds great.
Yeah. I've been in just about every phase of the motion picture business for not only talent, but distribution, just about every phase of the motion picture business.
Awesome. Well, Paul, Levine, thank you. Have a safe trip to New York. We look forward to getting more callers and more questions coming in.
If you want to, in the future, if you want to get it beforehand, so you'll have a number of people there, and we can do this again. No charge.
Yes, let's do it. Yeah, for sure. And then also, too, I'll be sending you a lot more people this week as well. And I want to thank you for this opportunity to have you be a part of Hollywood Connection.
Right. So since you mentioned that, let me just say one other thing. If we ever do send them on a casting, they have to say those words. Thank you for this wonderful opportunity.
I agree. They don't thank people. I agree. You know, the people that give them their stars, they go on and they forget about them. And I always say, thank the people that got you the opportunity, and thank the casting directors, and thank that opportunity with that producer. Just don't walk away and think that you're, you know, superhero. You know, I agree with you.
Right.
Well,
just think about it. Today's act is tomorrow's superhero, right?
There you go. You never know.
There you go.
See, Wonder Woman, that's out. I agree.
Oh, Wonder Woman's wonderful. Don't miss it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're also a movie critic, so that's
super
cool. Yeah,
I'm also a movie critic. Yeah, I write for Around Town News, which is Florida's oldest entertainment newspaper.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Well, Paul, I've got other surprises coming around the corner. And like I said, we're just super excited to have you a part of what I'm doing as well, and then sending you the best of the best.
Okay, likewise, I'm sure, and we'll do it again sometime. Take care.
Sounds great. Call me when you're back from New York. We'll get you back on. I know I have a lot more emails and people that want to call in as well.
I'll be back the week after, after the around the 6th of July.
Okay, well, we'll make that happen, for sure.
Okay.
All right, Paul, have a great trip. All right, talk to you soon. Thank you. God bless.
Bye.
Hollywood Connections. I am Joan Reese. Go to HollywoodConnections.biz. Bobby, thank you so much for this opportunity. We're back to the castings today. Thank you.
Good deal.